This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. By any standard, 2008 was an extraordinary news year in China, the Olympics, unrest in Tibet, and a massive earthquake. The year of the ox, which begins tomorrow, could be extraordinary too. Experts are warning that the economic downturn could trigger social unrest. How China weathers the rough patches will depend on how it deals with emerging interest groups. More from NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
Zhao Lianhai's cell phone rings again. It's another journalist. Zhao's 3-year-old son, who's asleep on the bed nearby, is one of about 300,000 Chinese children who have gotten sick from tainted milk powder. The journalists are calling because Zhao has organized hundreds of parents of victims who are not satisfied with government compensation. But he says the authorities have made his work difficult.
It's impossible for us victims' family members to get together. Either our communications are interrupted, or we are physically prevented from meeting. Also, our website has been blocked.
The tainted milk victims join taxi drivers striking against high fees charged by their companies and parents of children killed under collapsed schools in the May 12th earthquake. These groups and their struggles to protect their rights and interests figured prominently in 2008's news from China. This year, too, a lot will depend on how Beijing deals with such groups. The government may not be directly responsible for all the problems, but, says Zhao Lianhai, Chinese citizens will judge them on their response.
It's been a double disaster for us. The first disaster was the poisoned milk. The second was the way the whole affair was handled. Our rights have been infringed upon twice.
Ding Xueliang is a scholar with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He notes that the government has acceded to some of the different groups' demands. He adds that over the past 3 decades, Beijing has learned a lot about handling the social tensions that come with the transition to a market economy.
In a normal society, people are bound to find ways to express themselves when their interests are severely infringed upon. I think that in recent months, China has become more normal in this regard. I hope this normalization will continue.
Of course, calling for compensation is one thing. Making demands for political reform is another. Last month, hundreds of activists, scholars, and lawyers signed the 08 Charter, a 19-point document calling for a federalist system, democratic elections, and the end of the Communist Party's monopoly on power. The signatories have few illusions that the party will listen. But, says veteran economist Mao Yushi, who signed the document, they had to state their goals just the same, if only for the historical record.
The 08 Charter was just meant to provide some impetus. Although I participated in it, I don't really believe its goals can actually be achieved. It's just meant to push the government to move ahead.
Many observers see Beijing's response to the charter as a preview of a year full of sensitive political anniversaries, including the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Police have interrogated scores of charter signatories. Only one of them, veteran dissident Liu Xiaobo, remains under police detention after more than a month. He has yet to be charged with any crime. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.